What category? Electrical appliance? Cooking equipment? Unknown. If you don't know how it got started, something like, oh gosh, there were hundreds of alarms we had to go through today.
Was there a different kind of alarm? I don't quite understand what alarm.
Well, you got a, when we say alarm, if you have alarm like I have one right now, you have alarm number when you fill out the report. Not abundant, you have a four fire, four non-fire.
Mm-hmm.
Anything like a false alarm or smoke scares, that would be considered a non-fire, because if you don't have a charred area, whereas then something burns, it's not a fire.
Yeah.
So like if gas caught on fire, you don't have a charred area, it'd be considered a fire, but it's supposed to be a charred area before it's considered a fire.
It's like that guy that was burning his cornbread, that wasn't...
Yeah, it was considered a fire, but considering damage and everything you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of different ways you have to go through.
Yeah,
it's a whole big old piece of paper you have to fill out.
What did that guy have to say when you got there?
What was that Sunday?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
He's so old. He's still outside.
What, he just leave all his cornbread in the oven and let it
rise? Yeah, he had some cornbread in the oven, and he had a little bar thing up under it like that, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And he had some toast or something in there, and he must have, then when they put the cornbread in there, they didn't know it was in there. And it charred them things to a crisp. That would be considered a fire, or something charred.
Mm-hmm.
But other than damage, it didn't do any damage.
Yeah.
That's good on the fire report.
Do you get any arson type fires in this area?
Yeah, but it's hard to convict somebody on arson.
Mm, yeah,
you gotta have all kind of proof.
Yeah.
And still they learn to get off.
Yeah.
It's hard to convict somebody on arson.
What do they use? I mean, just out of curiosity for arson, just throw gasoline or something?
Well, one not too long ago, been about, I'd say 3 months ago, this fellow up here we just came from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a store down in the cut-up section over there burned. Mm-hmm. And they investigated as arson. And the state fire marshal down here, and he said it was arson.
Mm-hmm. What would they leak?
Diesel fuel can in the back of that, and so it goes all over the back wall and set on fire.
Who did it?
See, they did. They can't prove to everybody down. They don't have enough evidence to convict anybody, so if they arrest somebody, they wouldn't have enough evidence to hold or convict.
Yeah.
They had some suspects, but they couldn't do nothing about them.
Mm-hmm. How many stores does that guy have? Just the two?
These two.
Uh-huh.
And he's rebuilding that now.
Yeah. Where's it? Who's that? Is that right down pretty
right
close
in,
to here?
You know where the housing project is?
Yeah.
Right on down the McCoy, right there?
Yeah.
By the packing plant or something. It's got that big old white tank.
Yeah, there's
stuff always spewing out. Well, Griffin packing plant.
Mm.
Right across the street.
Where are we? Right, there's a meat.
Yeah.